Juice Up Your Lifers, back again in the kitchen, ready to cleanse your liver. Now, I get a lot of emails all the time asking what type of juice is going to cleanse your liver. And we're going to go through that right now. Actually, this is really exciting for me because not only does it, if you cleanse your liver, basically you're cleansing your whole body. Your liver functions as a giant filter. It's about this big and it actually purifies every single thing in your body, so the blood just processes through it. So in order to cleanse your liver, you want to cleanse your blood. And there's nothing more vital to cleansing your blood than this guy right here. You guessed it, it's the beet. So we're gonna grab the beet, we're gonna juice that right away. Now when you first start off juicing, you want to make sure that you're not doing too much beet. I've had clients call me and they're like, Drew, my tongue is numb. I just had a whole beet and they're just getting into it, you know? So you want to be careful, and it stains, so make sure you don't get your hands all wrapped up into it as well. So we got a little beet juice. Next up, carrots are great for purifying your overall system, high in vitamin A and E, which is great for your hemoglobin in your blood. We got a little bit of carrot juice. One of my favorites, we're gonna water it down a little bit as well. Cucumber, it's gonna hydrate your cells, it's gonna push the toxins out of your cells. And it just tastes good too, so. Little cucumber juice. Now one thing we wanna add as well is some watercress. Watercress is amazing for your blood, okay? It looks exactly like this. You can get it at basically any grocery store. Watercress is also good for your lungs. It's gonna open them up, you're gonna feel like just cleaner. You ever breathe in and you're just like, wow, that's from the watercress. So we put a little bit of this in. Now remember, when we're juicing greens, immediately afterwards, we wanna go with something hard again. Watercress generally makes the juice a little bitter. That's why we got a pear here. Now most people will say, Drew, you tell us not to mix fruits and vegetables, right, in the juice? There's two exceptions. One is an apple, and the other one is a pear when you're detoxing your liver. You got that? Write that down. When you're detoxing your liver, you can add a pear. So let's put this in. Here we go. It's looking good. I really like the way that it's looking. I've been juicing for so long, I can tell if something's bitter or the way that it's gonna taste based on the scent of the juice. Right now, the watercress, a little bitter. So what we wanna do is we wanna alkalize it a little bit more. We're gonna add my friend right here, Larry the Lemon. He's going in the juicer. He doesn't even know it yet, but here he goes, right? So we got the lemon. And you know what, let's make things interesting, just because I know you like suspense. The glass is almost full, right? Just a little bit more. I wanna add one thing in there, and that is the Swiss chard. Swiss chard is great for your blood as well. Normally it's got a little red tint to it. We're gonna put this in. It's gonna transport all the nutrients to those cells. It's great for your digestive tract as well. And another thing that I'll often add to a liver detox, just to aid in the digestion and the probiotics that we get in our gut. You know, if your gut's clean, then your body's clean and you can't get a disease, basically. Well, it's very hard. It boosts your immunity and there's so many benefits to it as well. Let me put a little disclaimer on the bottom. If you're going out drinking 15 times a day and doing all negative things that are bad for your body, then obviously one glass of juice isn't gonna change that. It's a lifestyle. You need to become this identity of a juicer, somebody that's healthy, somebody that not only puts good thoughts in their mind, their body, but also puts good stuff in their system. What would you feed a $1 million racehorse? I'm always asking my clients that, and I would definitely feed a $1 million racehorse this glass of juice and watch how fast that horse will run, right? So let's put this in. I know you like suspense. We're almost overflowed now. There's a lot of liquid in cabbage, but that does it for this juice. And I want you to notice how beautiful this glass of juice is. So look at it. Amazing. One thing we could do is we could add a little cayenne pepper to it as well to give it a little bit of spice if you really wanted that. But that is perfect. Such a great tasting glass of juice. go out and get yourself some juice today. Go to juiceupyourlife.tv, buy my book. There's so many recipes, all types of different tips and tricks that you are going to basically leapfrog over the learning curve with and inject yourself into longevity, vitality, and health, not only for you, but for everyone around you and in your life. They're gonna notice this increase in energy and vitality instantly. So, I'll talk to you soon. Drew Cannoli, go to juiceupyourlife.tv. Until next time.